Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Despite the Arab League's plea for elections, Syrian dictator Bashar Assad isn't going anywhere. Syria rejected the Arab League's suggestion for new leadership Monday. Then Tuesday, Saudi Arabia and Gulf Arab states decided to withdraw from Syria. E3 Partners' Tom Doyle says Arab nations can't risk isolation from Syria. Assad's staying put. It's a tough spot for Syrians, but
we've seen an upsurge in the gospel. People are desperate. They're frustrated. They have lost a lot of hope. This is prime soil for the gospel to just flourish.
Pray for fertile ground in Syria. Elsewhere, Greece failed to reach a deal with private bondholders yesterday. The deal would have helped cut the country's massive debt. Despite the setback, though, government officials are hopeful a deal will be made before March. Either way, it's a long road ahead for Greeks. AMG International reports that Christians plan to respond to the difficulty with an internet TV station airing 24-hour spiritual programming. Pray for hurting hearts to be open to the gospel. And 2011 was a challenging year for many people around the world, some ministries too, but Christian Resources International had a different experience. Executive Director of CRI, Jason Wolford, says it was the best year yet, with $3.8 million worth of materials sent abroad. Now, Wolford says, they'll be following a crate to the Philippines for conferences.
There'll be five major conferences in all, with over 1,000 pastors, creating the opportunity to hand out those 44,000 pounds or $365,000 worth of free Bibles and Christian teaching tools to evangelists and pastors and missionaries in the Philippines.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MissionNetworkNews.org desperately needs a reprogramming effort. As you help finance this, your gift is being matched dollar for dollar. Go to MissionNetworkNews.org and follow the link with your best gift. That's MissionNetworkNews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.